Lewis, have you been following the weather patterns this week? It's absolutely staggering how intense the heat domes have become.
I have, Alice, and it's really something. I read that the strength and duration of these heat domes have almost tripled since the 1950s. That's a huge increase.
Exactly, think about the impact. In the US, temperatures passed 40 degrees Celsius in some areas, with Manhattan hitting 99 farads and JFK Airport reaching 102 farads. People are really struggling with the heat.
It's not just the US. Countries like Greece, Spain, and France are also under heat waves due to another heat dome, and China is dealing with severe flooding.
Right, and here in London, we're experiencing unusually warm temperatures with humidity. The UK Health Security Agency has issued heat health alerts until Monday.
Michael Mann, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, mentioned that these dual heat domes are likely to become more common as we continue to heat the planet.
That's a really concerning point. His research, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, found that the amplification of waves in the jet stream is driving these extreme weather events.
The phenomenon, called quasi-resonant amplification, causes weather systems to linger over regions for longer periods. It's like the jet stream is getting stuck in certain patterns.
And the current dual heat domes show that this is part of a large-scale pattern linked to a very wiggly jet stream. The wiggles stay in place for days on end.
That's alarming. Existing climate models aren't entirely capturing this phenomenon and how it's impacted by human-caused warming. We need better models to understand and predict these events.